Welcome to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration and insight, then you've come to the right place. My name is Victoria Maskell, and I'm a psychotherapist, mindset coach, and positivity practitioner. I help women just like you to have their own Cinderella stories and transform their mindsets to make their dreams a reality. So if you're a coach, an entrepreneur, or just looking to up-level your life, then this is the podcast for you. I'm going to be talking all things money mindset, manifesting your dream life, and how to use your subconscious to achieve anything you set your mind to. I'm going to be filling these podcast episodes with stories and inspiration for you, things to make you smile, feel supported, and get ready to crush your goals and manifest your dreams. There is no such thing as a coincidence in life. So just by listening to this podcast, you are one step closer to making your dream life, business, and mindset a reality. So if you're ready for today's dose of positivity and prosperity, then let's dive in. Hi everyone, and welcome back to the Positivity and Prosperity Podcast. Now, if you know me, you'll know that I'm excited that I've just looked at the clock and it's 11:11. So make a wish, even if it's not 11:11 for you, I'm sending you positive energy. I hope this is going to be an awesome podcast episode for you because I am so excited to record it. I was talking to my Manifesting Magic group and we were just talking about, you know, things that were coming up, and I was like, oh my goodness, I'm so excited to talk about this on the podcast. So today's episode, as you will have seen from the title, is Can Money Buy Happiness? What do we think? Okay, I want you to start this episode by thinking, do I think money can buy happiness? What is your answer to this question? Because I'm going to give you the science, I'm going to go into psychological studies, I'm going to give you beliefs, I'm going to give you kind of both sides of the spectrum on this. But I just want to give you a little bit of backstory. So I was going about my life, you know, as you do, some coaching, some reading, some tidying up after cats, some covering myself in cat fur as usual and trying to remove it with those sticky things that don't really work, you know, just life. And on my Instagram popped up this ad for a book. And this book was called Money Buys Happiness, or Money Can Buy Happiness, or something like that. I'll see if I can find the link to the ad again. I'll pop it in the show notes because it intrigued me. And instantly I was like, ooh, is this the book I want to read? And then I thought, you know what? That is a great bit of marketing because it gives you a feeling. If you read that and go, I fully disagree, you're still interested. You're like, how dare they say money can buy happiness? Don't they understand what true happiness is? If you're on the other perspective and you're like, yeah, damn right it can, you're like, I want to read it. I like this person. I like their thoughts. I want to read more about it. So I was like, I see you. I see your good marketing. I see your good book title. And I will potentially buy the book, actually, because I'm interested. But it got me thinking that this is a really polarizing topic. Like, money itself is a really polarizing subject. And one of the reasons why I love coaching on money mindset is exactly that. It's polarizing. We have so many beliefs and stories about money, things we've read, things we've seen in books, things we've been taught, things we've heard, things we've experienced. And I really think it's such a good idea to have more conversations around money. Let's stop making it taboo. Let's actually start to challenge some of the ideas we have around it, because potentially by doing that, we are going to unlock more happiness. Yes, I said it. I linked happiness and money together. I am going to give you both sides of the story here because I don't think that this is as clear cut as it seems. I don't think there is a full yes or no answer to this, and you're going to see why. But I am going to give you reasons why we should challenge this idea on both sides of the spectrum. So let's get into the episode. Now, before I do, actually, I have to say, little sneak peek for everyone who is listening to this part of the podcast. Episode 188, so the one coming up after this, is something I have been so excited to share with you. I have been wanting to tell you about this for so long. I think you are going to absolutely love it. I've probably already said too much, but when that podcast episode drops, all will become clear. So make sure you check out 188. And also, there's something, you know, I've just said at the start of this episode, oh, I'm starting the episode at 11:11. The fact that it's 88, I really like, because you know I like angel numbers and repeating patterns and all of that. Also, I'm going to do an episode, so you're getting a little preview of all the stuff that's coming onto the podcast. I'm going to do an episode on ESP, clairvoyance, claircognizance, from my perspective, from my kind of psychological background, and kind of give some ideas on what that means. So that episode is coming up very soon. But now, let's go back to, does money make you happy? So I said at the start, I want you to have a think. I want you to think, if someone said to you, does money make you happy, or does money make people happy, if you don't want to make it specifically to you, what would your answer be? Like, can money buy happiness? So that is the title of the book, Money Buys Happiness. What do you think about that? Would you, if you'd seen that, I'm sure it was an ad, but if you'd seen that ad on your Instagram, on your social media, what would you have thought? Because I instantly have an opinion on it. And I was like, okay, Victoria, let's go back to the science. So I did a little bit of research, and I'm going to show you a summary of that right now. So there was a key study done. Now, this was actually in conjunction with TED. And what they did was they randomly asked for participants, and they didn't tell the participants what the study was about. Why is that important? Because then people don't go into it with a perception. They're not choosing people who are going, oh, it's going to be about this. So they want to know how I react. I think they said something really general, like, we're looking for people to take part in a study. It's going to be really exciting. It could be very time consuming. That's all they said. Now, what they did was they gave these people £10,000. Now, the caveat with this was that they had to spend this £10,000 within 3 months. And then they rated their happiness. Now, I won't go into all the specifics. If you want me to send you the link to the research, I can. But they had some good controls, because they not only had a control group, the way they rated happiness was really good. What did they find? They found that the people who were given the £10,000 compared to the control group who weren't given any money rated their happiness higher for up to 6 months. So, first finding, does money buy happiness? Yes, sort of. Then they said, right, well, let's do a little bit of an investigation around these people and their general lifestyle. And they found there was no noticeable difference in the happiness ratings with households who earned over £123,000. Now, if you work that out, that's about a 10K month before tax. I know tax and deductibles and stuff, but let's just say it's around 10K. So that got me thinking, and I was like, right, so there was no change in happiness if people were given something that seemed to be normal to them, almost. So if the household has an income of around 10K, having another 10K, even though, you know, actually that is double, isn't it? That is double their month, didn't seem to have affect their happiness. So then I was like, okay, so what does this mean? Does it mean that having that money creates a feeling in you? Does it mean that you feel really different that month? That it feels extra exciting? Because they also found that people from low-income countries, because they didn't just do this in America or the UK, they actually did it all around the world. People from the low-income countries rated their happiness 3 times higher than the high-income countries. So maybe this, and the article talks about this potentially, maybe this is related to what they could do with that money. So £10,000 in a low-income country would have a higher impact. It could be significantly paying down a mortgage. It could be clearing a mortgage, potentially. It could be doing huge house renovations. It could be seen as life-changing money to a greater extent than in the high-income countries. And obviously, if someone is earning 123K, well, it was a household income, so it's not exactly one person. But you could argue that the perception of that money is different to the perception of someone who doesn't earn anywhere near that, and it's a huge impact. So straight away, there is research to show in a controlled study that receiving money increases your happiness for up to 6 months. Why up to 6 months? okay, what could that be? Could it be the impact declines? Could it be the money has been spent, which is what they had to do? Could it be that they're then going back into normal life, if you like? Their mindset hasn't changed. They suddenly don't feel like they are more abundant because that money was a one-off, maybe. There's so many different factors to consider here. Then the co-author of this paper, so this was Dwyer, suggested that actually massive wins, like he talked about the Powerball lottery, would yield even bigger increases in happiness levels. So if you look at studies of people who win the lottery, generally speaking, when they rate their happiness, they are happier. And to me, that is probably quite logical. Now, does this mean every single person who wins the lottery is happier? No. I have conversations all the time with people, particularly business owners. And I say, because we work on money mindset a lot, we work on kind of how they feel about themselves, their value, what they charge, what they want to earn. And a question I often ask is, okay, imagine that tomorrow you win the lottery, how would that feel? And it's really not uncommon for them to have some mixed feelings. And the mixed feelings are often around, oh my gosh, that would be amazing. But part of me feels like, and then it could be something like they say, it feels like it's cheating, or it feels like it doesn't have that same impact as if I'd done it myself. I feel like I want to do it myself. I feel like I want to feel like I created it, that I made that success. And sometimes feeling like winning the lottery feels like a fluke or luck, or they don't feel as if it is directly related to them. But again, the bigger the win, the more money, the more happy people are. Okay, that's what the research is suggesting. We're going to dive into this in even more detail. One more bit of research then. So they did studies in 2007 and 2019, and they found that people who won over 200,000 had higher life satisfaction, and this is the one that got me, better overall psychological health. Now, the reason this got me is because when you hear statements like money buys happiness, the instant pushback, the instant yuck feeling that I think so many of us get is, ugh, just because you have money doesn't mean you're happy. There are so many more important things in life than money. That's greedy. That's negative. Yuck. That just because you can have this massive house or this huge car or buy a yacht doesn't make you happy. Happiness is seeing your child's face smiling to you in the morning. Happiness is seeing your family happy and healthy. Happiness is, and then insert all of those other wonderful, wholesome things. And I get that because I agree with that to an extent. So when I read this, I was like, psychological well-being, psychological health would be way up there on my list of things that are really, really important for people, because obviously I'm a psychologist, I'm a coach, I work with mindset and mental health all the time. Like, I really advocate for that. So then I was like, okay, hang on a minute. Can money buy psychological health? If that was true, I mean, it's obviously not as clear-cut as that, is it? Let's be honest. All of the stuff we're talking about today is correlational data. We are not talking about causation. I don't think any of this research or anyone can say there is a direct link between, yes, money buys this, money gives you that, because it just doesn't work like that. But there is definitely a correlation, which we're going to talk about. Excuse me. Sorry, I'm getting so excited I can't really talk. Now, just to give you an idea of this, it's correlation, not causation. The example I always give is there's a correlation between headaches and paracetamol use or consumption, if you like. So when you have a headache, you take paracetamol and your headache decreases. That makes sense. But the headache itself was not caused by low paracetamol levels in your body. This is just correlation. This isn't a causational thing. And I think exactly the same thing is true with money, because ultimately, money is a tool. Money is energy. Money is a facilitator. Money is like that paracetamol. In some ways, money can take away negative conditions. And this is one of the things it got me thinking about. So the research is suggesting that money, having money, winning money, getting more money increases the ratings of happiness. Okay. But what could be a mitigating factor? What could be another factor that's in the mix that isn't just money and happiness? And I was thinking, well, does money add to your life? Potentially. So if you won the lottery now, what could you do that's extra that you couldn't do right now? Would it be more holidays? Would it be renovating your house? Would it be traveling more? Would it be putting your children through a different type of education? Would it be making sure that they had a college fund? Would it be transformations to you as a person? Would it be growing your business? Where would money add to your life? And would those additions make you happy? So would it be happy? Sorry, would it be happy? Would you be happy in the new car? Having a car? Would you be happy being able to change your work hours? So would money give you more time freedom? Would it give you the time to say, no, I'm only going to work in the middle of the days, I'm going to take my children to school and I'm going to pick them up? Would it add to your life in that your physical surroundings would change? In a sense, money is making you happy, but only in a correlational way. It's a tool that's facilitating you to have more time, more freedom, more opportunities, more space, more travel, whatever. There's another factor here. Having money could take away negative conditions in your life. So it could take away stress, it could take away anxiety, it could potentially take away depression. And because you can't hold two competing emotions at once, you can't be ecstatically happy and depressed at the same time, could having that money allow you to be less stressed, less worried, less depressed, for example? So again, money is not the be-all and end-all, it's a facilitator. A lot of stresses, I mean, especially right now, are around money. Worries around increase in shopping prices, like going to the supermarket and thinking, oh my goodness, how much? Worries around energy price increases, mortgage increases, all of this day-to-day stuff. And potentially, if someone handed you £10,000 right now, would that help take away some of the stress, anxiety, and depression? Potentially, yes. If you could remove some of that stress, anxiety, and depression, would that allow you to feel happier? And I'm going to guess the answer is yes, even if it's in the short term. Now, the short term bit is something I want to touch on as well. So either way, wherever you're feeling right now, there is a lot of research to suggest that, yeah, money does have a positive impact. And money does allow you to feel happier. Money can improve your psychological well-being. Wow. Okay. Now, if this is true, why do we keep making money so negative? Why do we villainize it? I don't know if that's a word. I might have just made that up. Why do we make it greedy and negative and almost like dirty? They talk about dirty money. If money improves your happiness, isn't that a good thing? And like we've said, it's not as straightforward as that. But if we take that piece of research, isn't it a good thing that money can potentially improve happiness? If money improves your psychological health, isn't that a good thing? So why is it a bad thing to want more money if it improves our well-being? We wouldn't say, and obviously we're not talking about addictions and over amounts, but we wouldn't say it was bad to desire taking a paracetamol if it was going to remove our headache. Now, I know there's lots of ideas around natural options when it comes to things like headaches, but it's the same thing. Okay, let's say your headache remedy is acupuncture or acupressure. They might be the same thing. You wouldn't make it a bad thing to say, oh gosh, I shouldn't be having that acupressure because it's going to remove my headache. But then if we've got research and we know that money on some level improves happiness and improves psychological well-being, why would we make it so negative? Why do we talk about money in such negative ways and ultimately keep ourselves away from it if actually it has on some level the potential to make us feel better? Like, does that mean, okay, does that then mean if you don't have enough money, it's bad for your health? Now, this to me, I think is where we have to take a perspective. We have to use mindset because ultimately money is relative. If you make 25K a year, but you have no debts, you have no stresses around money, you feel really abundant, you feel really successful, you are content in your life in other ways, then you're happy, and that's great. If you make 100k a year, but you're drowning in mortgages and bills and you're constantly stressed and you hate talking about money and it's causing problems in your relationship, then that's not great. And again, it comes down to this idea that it's correlational, not causational. So let's go back to that question. Can money buy happiness? The first thing you need to do is you need to define happiness. Like, what does happiness mean for you? Because it's going to be different for everyone. For some people, happiness could be success. It could be love. It could be health. It could be travel. It could be excitement. It could be mental well-being. There are so many different forms of happiness. And then you need to say, well, can money buy that type of happiness? Because let's be honest, money cannot buy everything. Absolutely not. Money is a tool, money is a facilitator, money is amazing, but can money, for example, buy you a healthy, happy relationship? No. I mean, I'm open to ideas of where it could, but to me, that doesn't sound like that would be the tool for it. Now, let me play devil's advocate with that. Imagine you're already in a good relationship and you do love your partner, but life is stressful and money stresses are meaning that you're arguing. It's meaning that it is causing tension between you and you're not communicating with each other because ultimately you're both in fight or flight. In that sense, money could actually allow you to help your relationship. It could take away that stress. It could mean that maybe one of you or both of you don't have to work two jobs just to be able to pay the bills. What could that give you? Again, this is correlational. That could give you more time together. It could dial down that instant stress response that you're both in. It could allow you to communicate better, to spend more time with each other, to actually reconnect. And that would ultimately mean that you could build a better relationship. But what people tend to see is, well, buying a new car, buying jewelry, buying shoes, buying this, buying stuff isn't going to make you happy because it's not going to sort your relationship out. Agreed. So again, it's a tool, it's a facilitator, it's how you use it. So you need to think about what makes you happy and then say, right, well, does that link to money in some way? And a lot of the time, yes, it can do, but it's not necessarily a direct link. The next thing I would say is, remember that Tony Robbins talks about those four main needs. So we have the need for love and connection, success or satisfaction, it's not called that, significance, there we go, third S, lucky, variety and certainty. So significance, love and connection, certainty and variety. Can money buy these things? Yeah, it could do. If you suddenly become the wealthiest person in your local area, yeah, that would give you significance. Would it give you certainty? Yes, because you could have an element of certainty around, I know I can pay my bills, I know I have enough money, I know I have lots in savings, I am certain I can go into a shop and have stuff. Would it give you variety? Yes, because then you can pretty much do whatever you want. You can travel the world, you can change what you do every single day. Loads of ways you could get variety. Would it give you love and connection? This is the one where I'm a bit like, I mean, yes, I think it could. Because again, it could be linked to that really positive thing of you and your family no longer feeling that stress and anxiety, spending more time together, better communication, yes. But this could also come through unhealthy vehicles. So a vehicle, according to Tony Robbins, and I'm sure other people as well, but is the way you get your connection, significance, certainty, etc. Now, could it be that you get significance from using your money in a negative way? Yeah, of course it could. Because remember, money is just a tool. We as people determine how we use it. And this is why I think we need to break down some of these beliefs around money and some of these biases. Because we presume that people that desire money or people who put money first are bad, are greedy. We have that idea of like rich, B-I-T-C-H. Just spelt it out in case there are little ears listening. But we presume that it's greedy, it's negative, that people who get massive amounts of money use it in negative ways, or that it's going to be bad, or that it's going to change people, or they're going to become snobby or not like us anymore. But is that actually true? Is that actually the case for everyone? I'm going to argue that no, because I ask so many people, okay, if you won the lottery, what would you do? And like, I don't even know the full statistics, but I'm going to say 99% of people will say things like, oh, I'd pay off my parents' mortgage. I'd buy my sister a house. I'd make sure my children are set for life. I'd give this amount to a charity. I would give. And this is the thing, money can be used to make you happy by allowing you to give, by allowing you to help other people. Money is a tool, it is energy, it is something that you decide how you use. So can money make you happy? Yes. And this is the other thing I was thinking about. Right, here's a question for you. Can you be truly happy if you don't feel safe? Can you be truly happy if you don't feel safe? Because to me, money is a tool that gives some form of safety and security. And I say some form because it's not everything. But a lot of the anxieties we feel are around not feeling safe. Remember, your subconscious mind is programmed to protect you, to help you survive. And yes, okay, it's slightly outdated because that survival was around not being eaten, not being kind of speared down. Speared down? Clearly, I am not a warrior, am I? Like, I'm really not. But it was all to do with, you know, not eating poison berries, not venturing outside of your cave, not meeting new people because they could be rivals, they could be dangerous. We don't live in that same world now, but our hardware, our fight or flight response is exactly the same. So what happens is when we look at our bank account and see a number that doesn't feel safe to us, we create an anxiety response. We worry. We start to think about, will there be enough money this month? Can I feed myself? Can I feed my family? Am I getting enough clients? Am I selling enough products? What if I lose my job? All of these things come up. Now, money could, and I say could, take away some of that stress and anxiety. Can you actually feel truly happy when you are feeling that stress and anxiety? Now, you might say, and I think I would probably agree with this, like, yes, I think some of the time, because, okay, real talk, everyone. My system apparently just overloaded, so it completely stopped recording the podcast. Clearly, it was thinking there was such high energy in this episode that it just couldn't take it. What I was talking about, though, was just this idea of, can you be truly happy if you don't feel safe? And what I was saying was that I think you can be worried around money, but it doesn't have to impact every single moment. You could have really happy times with your family, your partner, your friends, happy times when you're on a walk, and those things can still happen. So this is what I was saying at the start. This isn't a clear-cut answer. I don't think for everyone you can say, yes, money buys happiness. But I also don't think you can say, no, it doesn't. But I want to remind you that money is never the solution. And I know, I write books about money mindset. I talk about money mindset. This podcast is often about money mindset and manifestation. And you might be like, what? I thought your whole brand was built on this, but bear with me. Money is not what people are actually searching for. It is the vehicle to get you to a feeling that you actually desire. Think about manifestation. I love the idea of manifesting stuff. Cars, bags, clothing, travel, all of those amazing things. But it's never the stuff. It's never the Chanel bag or the Gucci shoes or that villa in Dubai. It feels like it is, but it's the feeling that having those things gives you. So the same with money. It's not actually holding wads of notes in your hands. It's not actually seeing a certain number in your savings account or your checking account or your bank account. It's not the number. It's the feeling that you desire. And when you're just chasing the number, A, it's really hard to manifest, and B, you're not chasing the thing that actually makes you happy. So what is it that you actually desire? Is it freedom? Now, freedom can absolutely be facilitated by money. If you won the lottery tomorrow, you won millions, you won like 100 million. I don't know, can you win 100 million? Well, let's say you can. Would you potentially change your job? Would you take back some hours in your day? Would you think about traveling? Would you think about maybe having houses in different parts of the world? So if you decided, okay, I fancy being in Italy today, I fancy being in South Africa, I fancy being in Canada, I fancy being in Buenos Aires, yeah, you could just go. And you'd have the freedom to do that. You'd have the option to do that. You would have the money, the time, okay? Is it time you desire? Is it time to spend with your children, with your family, with your parents? Is it time to spend with yourself? Time to read books, time to paint, time to learn a new skill? What is it? Because money can allow you to do those things, but really it's the feelings that it will give you that you are really, really desiring. Now, it's just like getting into that size 10 dress doesn't actually bring you the confidence and self-worth that you desire. And you might think it will. And in some ways, it might allow you to feel confident, feel successful, feel fit and healthy. But it's not really the size. It's really, really not. It's the feeling you have about your body. And money is exactly the same. Does money directly bring you happiness? Probably not. But can it be a tool to help you feel confident, safe, secure, successful? Yes. So remember that money is a tool or a vehicle that allows you to access new things. And those new things can potentially make you happy. Is money going to give you better self-worth or self-esteem? Probably not. Because really, the lack of those things isn't linked to money. Playing devil's advocate, maybe some people might decide to have cosmetic procedures. Absolutely. That can lead you down a really positive path. I mean, I used to watch lots of those, I think it was called Botched. Now, Botched often had people who had been in an accident for some, or had some kind of deformity or some kind of problem that had really lowered their self-esteem. The Botched doctors would, oh, that doesn't sound good, does it? But it was a good program, would then help them to feel more, and I'm going to use the word normal because that's often the word they would use, and then suddenly they had this new lease of life, they felt amazing, they felt incredible, they felt like themselves again. Love that for them. Playing devil's advocate again on the other side, you do see a lot of people who have cosmetic surgery and then it makes them say, oh, but now I need to change this. That is fixed, that's how I want it, but it's made me realize that that bit's not how I want it. I was watching a YouTube video of, I think her name's Patricia Bright. I love her. I first came across her because I watched some of her try-on videos. And then I realized she started doing some stuff on like money as well. So shout out to Patricia Bright. But she was talking very openly and candidly about a tummy tuck surgery she'd had. And she says, you have one bit done and then you start thinking about another thing and another thing. So is money going to directly change your self-esteem or self-worth? No. But potentially, could it mean that you access high-level support, which could be counselling, it could be coaching, it could be any of those things that help you to develop your own self-worth and your own self-esteem? Yes, abso-friggin-lutely. Like I said earlier, is money going to help your relationship? Possibly not, but it could take away, correlation again, those stresses that allow you to then communicate better, to spend more time with each other, to actually build a better relationship. Now, I need to give this side of it as well. Could money make you actually feel anxious and feel worried? Yes, absolutely. Because you could then be worried that you're going to spend it wrong. Do I think there's a way of spending it wrong? Possibly if it doesn't feel in alignment with you. Could you worry that suddenly you've got all of this money and that means there's more scope to make mistakes? Could it be that, oh my gosh, I have all this money, this feels really scary. What if I lose it? How will I feel then? And we don't necessarily talk about these things when it comes to money, but it's true. Could it be that you feel overwhelmed, that you don't know what to do with it? That maybe you start to worry like, oh my gosh, are my friends my true friends? Like, now I've got all this money, are they actually with me because they care about me? Maybe if you're starting a new relationship, you could feel anxious thinking, oh my God, I don't really want to discuss what I do and how much money I have and where I live because maybe then I'll attract the wrong person and they won't love me for me. They'll love me for what I can do for them or what I can give them. Could those things make you feel negative emotions? Yes, absolutely. But again, this isn't actually about money. It's about our mindset, our situation, and how we view it. Because not everyone is going to see it like that. It's all about the lens that we see money through. So, oh my gosh, what is the conclusion from this episode? Can money make you happy? Yeah. Can money buy happiness? Ooh, I think it's the buy word that makes us go, not sure. But should it be okay to want money? In my opinion, absolutely yes, because it can allow you to do so much good in the world. Can we say that money can always make you happy? No. Is it a direct causation? No. Does it depend on circumstances? Yes. Should we be really chasing the feelings that we want, not just the money? Yes. I hope you've loved this episode. Now, if you want to find out more about how to change your money mindset, if you want to hear me talk more about money specifics, how to, on a daily basis, feel abundant, transform how you see money so you can make more of it, and absolutely heal your relationship with money, then go and get your copy of my book and my audiobook, The Science of Getting Rich, the fast track version for the 21st century. I will leave it in my show notes. I'll leave the link. There is a book which I can post worldwide, and there is an audiobook version. So you can get it straight away. You can start listening now. You can listen on your walk, in the car. Maybe you're like, oh, I want to listen to more money mindset stuff, but this podcast has ended. Don't worry. Grab the audiobook and you can stay in that high vibe energy around money. I can't wait for the next episode 188. Honestly, guys, something so exciting to share with you. I hope you have a wonderful day and I will speak to you very soon. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this content, I would so love it if you could leave me an iTunes review. You would totally make my day and you'd help this podcast to reach other listeners just like you. And if you know someone who this content would help, then please share it with them. Share the love, share the positivity. I hope you all have a wonderful and prosperous day, and I will see you all in the next episode.